Chapter 2. The effects of distractions, drowsiness, and emotions on driving. A. Distracted driving. Driving requires your full attention. Alcohol and other drugs are not the only factors that can cause a driver to be impaired. Driver distraction and inattention are also major causes of impairment, resulting in thousands of collisions and deaths each year. Consider these facts. An estimated 80% of collisions involve some form of driver inattention. Each year, driver inattention is a factor in more than 1 million crashes in North America. Looking away from the path of travel for 2 or more seconds doubles the likelihood of a crash. Young drivers are especially susceptible to becoming distracted while driving. Every state has legislation under which drivers can be charged for inattentive driving. Inattention and distraction. Distraction results when a situation, event, or person draws a driver's focus away from driving. Inattention, on the other hand, occurs when a driver's attention drifts away from driving without having been influenced by a situation, event, or person. Both can result in the same outcome, a collision. When you drive, you are already multitasking. Do not make it more difficult by performing additional tasks while behind the wheel. Effects of distraction. It does not take long to become distracted, and a lot can happen in a second or two. Distractions can affect driving performance in at least 3 ways. 1. Slowed perception. Distracted driving may cause drivers to be delayed in perceiving or completely fail to perceive an important traffic event. For example, a distracted driver may fail to perceive another vehicle pulling out of a parking lot directly into his or her path of travel. 2. Delayed decision-making. Distraction can cause a driver's decision-making process to be delayed, or cause a driver to choose an action inappropriate for the situation at hand. For example, a distracted driver may not decide quickly enough on a specific course of action to avoid a collision. 3. Improper action. Once drivers make a decision, they need to execute the chosen action. Distraction can cause drivers to be delayed in taking the intended action, or to make incorrect inputs to the steering, accelerator, or brakes. For example, a distracted driver who decides to change direction in response to sudden blockage of the lane ahead may turn the steering wheel too slowly or too late to avoid a collision. Types of distractions. Some are more obvious than others. When windshield wipers were first introduced on vehicles at the beginning of the last century, they were considered a distraction. Today, we would not drive without them. There are many causes of distraction, all with the potential to increase risk. Distractions can be physical or mental in nature and are often a combination of both. A physical distraction is one that causes a driver to take his or her hands off the wheel or eyes off the road, such as reaching for an object. Mental distractions are activities that take the driver's mind away from the road, such as engaging in conversation with a passenger or thinking about something that happened during the day. Both increase the risk of a collision substantially. When physical and mental distractions are combined, there is an even greater chance a crash could happen. Distractions inside the vehicle. There are many potential causes of distractions related to events and objects inside the vehicle. Some of these include passengers. Other occupants' behavior can be very distracting to the driver, especially for young drivers. Research shows that for each additional passenger, risk of a collision increases dramatically. Specifically, for teen drivers, the addition of just one teen passenger doubles the likelihood of experiencing a fatal crash. With 2 or more teen passengers, the risk of a fatal crash jumps by 300%. Adjusting the radio. Many young drivers enjoy listening to the radio while driving. However, research shows that each time a driver adjusts the radio, the risk of a collision increases. Adjustments to the radio could include changing a CD, selecting a song from an MP3 player, or changing the radio station. All of these functions involve taking hands off the steering wheel, eyes off the road, or both. Reaching for a moving loose object. Similarly, research shows that teens are especially vulnerable to collisions when reaching for a loose object. This frequently involves taking eyes off the road. Using a cellular phone. Using a cellular phone while driving can be extremely risky. While using a cell phone might seem simple, it requires significant concentration that takes attention away from the driving task. It is estimated that cell phone use accounts for approximately 2,600 motor vehicle fatalities and 300,000 collisions each year. Overall risk of a collision while using a cell phone increases by 400%. Young drivers are especially vulnerable to becoming distracted while using a cell phone. Additionally, modern cell phones are capable of far more than spoken communication. Many can perform navigational functions, access the internet, share photos, and send and receive text messages. As such, today's cell phones hold even more potential for increased risk while driving. Dialing. While it may not take long to dial a phone number, doing so may require a driver to remove one hand from the steering wheel and look down at the phone's keypad. Talking and listening. Holding a conversation requires mental effort, which diverts attention away from driving. One study indicated that talking on a cell phone was over 4 times more likely to cause a near crash than the next most frequent cause of distraction. Drivers talking on cell phones frequently vary their speed and weave along the roadway. Handheld versus hands-free. Some drivers choose to use a headset that eliminates the need to physically hold a cell phone. While a hands-free device may initially appear to be less distracting, research indicates no differences in risk between the two modes. Both methods of cell phone use are fully capable of diverting a driver's attention so much that a collision results. Text messaging. Text messaging is the common term for sending short, 160 or fewer characters, text messages from cell phones. Faster than email, cell phone users receive incoming text messages almost immediately after they are sent. Evidence suggests that text messaging is even riskier than talking on a cell phone, as text messaging often requires the driver to both look at the phone and manipulate the keypad with one's hands. Navigating. Every driver has a destination, and driving an unfamiliar route can be challenging enough without being distracted. Using a map while driving can cause distraction, not to mention significant reductions in visibility. Even drivers who use an electronic navigation system can become distracted. Other internal distractions. Additional causes of distractions inside the vehicle include eating, drinking, grooming, adjusting vehicle controls such as climate systems, and attending to pets. Distractions outside the vehicle. Distractions can also be caused by objects, people, and events outside the vehicle. These could include crash scenes. It can be tempting to reduce speed and divert attention to a nearby crash scene. Sometimes this is referred to as rubbernecking. Emergency vehicles. Emergency vehicles are often present at crash scenes or to deliver roadside assistance. With their flashing lights and other warning devices, they can easily divert a driver's eyes from the path of travel. Objects. There are many objects outside the vehicle that could compete for a driver's attention, including other vehicles, pedestrians, road debris, collisions and billboards and other signs. Some signs may electronically alternate among different messages, and thus be even more likely to catch a driver's eye. Construction zones may contain unusual vehicles or machinery that can also divert a driver's attention. Animals. On certain types of roadways, animals are more likely to cross into the path of travel. Often, animals move very quickly onto the roadway, surprising the unwary driver. Even if there is no risk of colliding with an animal, it may still draw a driver's attention away from the roadway. Other roadway users. Although full-size motor vehicles are the most common users of the roadway, other users could attract a driver's attention. These could include horse-drawn buggies, motorcycles, scooters, bicycles, and pedestrians. Eyes off the road. Regardless of the cause of distraction, drivers can be tempted to look away from the roadway. While this might appear harmless, it is actually very risky. When a driver looks away from the roadway for 2 or more seconds, the risk of a collision doubles. The bottom line. Regardless of what may be occurring that could draw your attention and vision away from the road, keep your eyes on your intended path of travel. B. Preventing and managing distractions. Preventing and managing distractions. The key to preventing becoming distracted is to prepare as much as possible before you drive. With a little forethought, you can anticipate potential distractions and address them before getting behind the wheel. Despite your best efforts, distractions can arise while driving. Handling distractions effectively is critical to minimizing your risk. Techniques for preventing and managing distractions include: familiarize yourself with your vehicle's features and equipment before you get behind the wheel. Preset radio stations, MP3 devices, and climate control. Secure items that may move around when the car is in motion. Do not text message, access the internet, watch video, play video games, search MP3 devices, or use any other distracting technology while driving. Avoid smoking, eating, drinking, and reading while driving. Do your personal grooming at home, not in the car. Review maps and driving directions before hitting the road. Pull safely off the road and out of traffic to deal with children. Monitor traffic conditions before engaging in activities that could divert attention away from driving. Ask a passenger to help you with activities that may be distracting. Recognize driving requires your full attention. If you find your mind wandering, remind yourself to stay focused on the road. Cell phones. The first tip is: do not use a cellular phone while driving. But if you must, familiarize yourself with the features of your cell phone before you get behind the wheel. Use message taking functions and return calls when you are stopped at a safe location. Use the cell phone only when absolutely necessary. Limit casual conversations to times when you are not operating a motor vehicle. Plan your conversation in advance, and keep it short, especially in hazardous conditions such as bad weather or heavy traffic. Let the person you are speaking with know you are driving. Do not engage in emotional conversations while driving. Pull off the road to a safe spot before continuing this type of conversation. Do not combine distracting activities such as talking on your cell phone while driving, eating, and adjusting the audio system. Ask a passenger in the car to place the call for you and, if possible, speak in your place. Secure your phone in the car so that it does not become a projectile in a crash. Remember, driving is a full-time job. You have learned it involves more than controlling the vehicle and keeping it on the road. Driving involves searching where you plan to go, identifying problems and potential conflicts, making decisions on what you perceive, judging what may occur, and carrying out appropriate actions. To do all of this competently and safely, you must stay focused and avoid distractions. When you do anything else while you are driving, you increase risk to yourself and others. C. Drowsy driving. Drowsiness. Drowsiness while driving is a condition that affects everyone at one time or another. As drivers become tired, their ability to drive becomes impaired, and the risk of a collision rises. Driving while drowsy is dangerous because your senses and abilities become impaired. You may not see objects clearly or in a timely manner. You may miss critical information, signs, lights, and sounds. It may also take you longer to process the information you take in or to make decisions in potential high-risk situations. You may misjudge speed and distances. In sum, drowsiness can affect every process involved in safe driving. The risks. Drowsy driving is now recognized as one of the leading causes of traffic collisions. The NHTSA conservatively estimates that 100,000 police reported crashes each year are the direct result of drowsy driving. This results in an estimated 1,550 deaths, 71,000 injuries, and $125 billion in monetary losses. These figures may be just the tip of the iceberg, because it can be challenging to determine with certainty that drowsiness was involved in any given crash. Unfortunately, driving while drowsy is not rare. In fact, according to the National Sleep Foundation's Sleep in America poll, 60% of adult drivers, about 168 million people, say they have driven a vehicle while feeling drowsy in the past year, and more than one-third, 36%, or 103 million people, admit to having actually fallen asleep at the wheel. Drivers may experience short bursts of sleep lasting only a few seconds, microsleeps, or fall asleep for a longer period of time. Either way, the chance of a collision increases dramatically. Who is at risk? Many drivers are at increased risk of becoming drowsy behind the wheel, including 1. Drivers on long trips. Drivers could become fatigued while driving on long trips. Some drivers attempt to drive longer than they should on any given day. 2. Drivers lacking sleep. Drivers who are sleep-deprived are more likely to fall asleep behind the wheel. According to the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, people who sleep only 6 to 7 hours a night are twice as likely to be involved in a drowsy driving crash as those sleeping 8 hours or more. Additionally, people sleeping fewer than 5 hours increase their risk of a collision by 4 to 5 times. 3. Drivers with undiagnosed or untreated sleep disorders. Drivers with sleep disorders are more likely to fall asleep while driving. Untreated disorders such as sleep apnea, stoppage of breathing due to soft tissue blockage of the airway, narcolepsy, the inability to remain awake, and others can cause serious sleep disruption and uncontrolled nodding or falling asleep at the wheel. If you suffer frequent daytime sleepiness, often have difficulty sleeping at night, and/or snore loudly every night, consult your physician or a local sleep disorder center for diagnosis and treatment. 4. Drivers on the road during the body's natural low times. Each person's alertness, energy, and sleep likelihood rises and falls throughout the day. This is referred to as the body's circadian rhythm, the pattern of energy throughout a 24-hour period. Most people experience lows between approximately midnight and 6 a.m., and again between approximately 2 to 4 p.m. 5. Drivers on the road after extended wakefulness. Remaining awake for extended periods of time can significantly increase drowsiness and its impact on driving ability. Research shows that being awake for 18 hours produces impairment approximately equal to a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.05%. After 24 hours awake, the impairment rises to that roughly equal to a BAC of 0.10%. Remember that fatigue can set in after a long day's work, an outing at the beach or any other activity. 6. Young drivers. Drivers under age 30 are involved in over two-thirds of all fall-asleep crashes. Additionally, these drivers are 4 times more likely to experience a sleep-related crash than drivers age 30 and older. 7. Shift workers. Drivers who work late night or early morning shifts are more likely to fall asleep while driving. Working the night shift increases collision risk by nearly 6 times. Rotating shift workers and people working more than 60 hours a week need to be particularly careful. Other causes of drowsiness. Emotional stress, illness, or boredom can cause drowsiness. Sun glare, a major factor in eye strain, can also contribute to fatigue. Overeating, drinking alcoholic beverages, or riding in a warm passenger compartment can all affect the likelihood of becoming drowsy. Monotony. Driving on an empty, straight road with no signals or billboards may seem like a simple task. Yet there is often not enough stimulation in the environment to keep you mentally alert. Compound this with the engine's constant purr, the hum of the tires, the tendency to fix your eyes on a single point ahead, and the general monotony of easy vehicle operation, and mental alertness drops. Under such circumstances, a driver is much more likely to doze off than when on a more difficult and demanding road. How can you tell if you are at risk of becoming drowsy? There is no guarantee that you will recognize when you are becoming tired behind the wheel. 1/2 of drivers who crashed after falling asleep did not detect any signs of drowsiness before the crash. Be aware that there may be no warning before falling asleep, but recognize any warning signs that you may detect, including difficulty focusing, frequent blinking or heavy eyelids, yawning repeatedly or rubbing your eyes, daydreaming, wandering, disconnected thoughts, trouble remembering the last few miles driven, missing exits or traffic signs, trouble keeping your head up, drifting from your lane, following too closely or hitting a shoulder rumble strip, feeling restless and irritable. Preventing drowsiness. To help prevent becoming drowsy, take the following steps before driving. Get a good night's sleep. While this varies from individual to individual, sleep experts recommend between 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night for adults and 8.5 to 9.5 hours for teens. Prepare your route carefully to identify total distance, stopping points, and other logistic considerations. Plan to drive long trips with a companion. Passengers can help look for early warning signs of fatigue or take over driving when needed. At least one passenger should stay awake to talk to the driver. Avoid medications, over-the-counter and prescribed, that cause drowsiness or otherwise impair performance. Once you are on the road, to help maintain your alertness while driving, protect yourself from glare and eye strain with sunglasses. Avoid heavy foods. Be aware of your physiological downtime during the day, circadian rhythm. Have another person ride with you, and take turns driving. Take periodic breaks. A good rule of thumb is to stop every 100 miles or every 2 hours. On long trips, stopping periodically can temporarily offset fatigue. You should be able to drive a reasonable distance without difficulty if you stop for at least 10 minutes every 2 hours or every 100 miles and make regular stops for fuel, food, and restrooms. The problem with long-distance driving is that many people do not know, or choose to ignore, how much driving is too much. There is no rule to say how far you should drive at any given time, but no destination is worth gambling with your life. Do not overextend yourself. Determine a reasonable distance in advance and stop driving when you reach it. Ineffective actions. The following actions will not help prevent drowsiness longer than just a few minutes. Trying to tough it out. Playing the radio at high volume. Driving at a faster or slower speed. Chewing gum. Opening the windows. Rest is the key. Remember, resting is by far the most effective way to counter drowsiness. It usually is not a good idea to sleep in a vehicle at the side of the road. Yet there may be times when it is better to pull off than continue driving. If you must stop along the roadway to rest, follow these practices. Stop at a roadside area where security is present. If no such facility is available, make sure that you are as far off the highway as possible. After dark, find a populated, lighted area. Give yourself a little outside air, but be sure that windows are closed enough to prevent entry from outside. Lock all doors and turn off your engine. Turn on parking lights and turn off other electrical equipment. After you rest, if safe to do so, get out of the vehicle and walk a few minutes to be sure that you are completely awake before you begin to drive again. Keep in mind that sleeping for more than 20 minutes can make you groggy for at least 5 minutes after awakening. D. Emotions. Feelings. It is natural for us to attach meaning and feelings to things we do. Strong emotions such as fear and anger can affect the way we perceive and process information. Therefore, emotions can, and do, affect the way we drive. A major study of driver performance indicates that the most critical factor in a driving record, regardless of training, is an individual's self-awareness and ability to interact with other people. Causes. Any number of situations may lead to temporary upsets. A person who has just received news of a serious illness or death of a close friend or family member may be too upset to operate a vehicle safely. What about the person who has an argument, jumps into a vehicle and drives off, or the person who is excited or disappointed at the end of a closely played ball game? It is easy to become angry under such circumstances. You also can become frustrated or impatient when you wait in long lines of traffic or follow a slowly moving vehicle along a winding roadway. Effects of emotions. When emotionally upset, a driver's normal response to common traffic situations can change. Strong emotions affect our ability to think, reason, and make decisions. The upset or emotionally charged driver may look directly at a traffic light or stop sign and drive through it. That same person also may follow too closely and pass on hills or curves. Emotions can draw a driver's attention away from driving, reduce concentration on the roadway, and impair the ability to process information and take necessary actions. While positive emotions can certainly cause impairment, negative emotions such as anger may affect driving safety to an even greater degree. E. Aggressive driving and road rage. aggressive driving. Today, many drivers are operating their vehicles aggressively. Aggressive driving occurs when a driver operates a vehicle in a pushy or bold manner. Exceeding the speed limit, following too closely, failing to obey traffic controls, and making improper turns and maneuvers are all examples of aggressive driving. Road rage. Road rage occurs when a driver uses the vehicle or some other weapon to threaten or cause harm to another roadway user in response to a traffic incident. Road rage is an escalation of emotions generally ignited by aggressive driving behaviors. Drivers who drive aggressively are more likely to allow their emotions to overwhelm self-control and engage in road rage. Examples of road rage include throwing objects at a vehicle, yelling at a specific roadway user, and attempting to ram another vehicle. F. Guidelines to controlling emotions. Self-control. Since strong emotional responses are learned, you also can learn to control them. The following guidelines may help you keep emotions from unduly affecting your driving abilities. Understand your own emotional makeup. Limited self-awareness may be the cause of fear or other strong emotional responses. The more you know about yourself and why you act a certain way, the better you can control your actions. If you can predict the emotional responses of other drivers, you can better prepare your responses. Identify situations that tend to upset you. People tend to become excited, afraid, or angry when they are faced with threatening situations. If a situation can be handled easily or does not concern you, it is not likely to lead to your being upset, and you can prepare for it more effectively. Effective trip planning can prevent numerous problems. Many traffic situations are frustrating because we fail to allow enough time for trips. In contrast, the pleasure of driving generally increases when friends are along. Expect other drivers to make mistakes. The more you drive, the more you will realize that all drivers make mistakes. They may be distracted or inattentive. Other drivers may not have the skill or knowledge they should have. You need to realize that others' mistakes may be ones that you have made or may make in the future. Emotions are contagious. Quite often, one emotion leads to another. If you yell at another person, he or she could become angry and take his or her anger out on someone else. That person, in turn, may get mad and take it out on someone else. This same thing can happen in traffic situations. Realize that smiles and courtesy can be spread among drivers just as easily as upsets and anger can. If you know what to expect, you can plan to overcome the errors and upsets of others. Direct your emotions to actions rather than the individual. It is easy to become angry with another person or driver without knowing exactly why. Drivers have different goals. Sometimes you are in a hurry. Remember, however, that other drivers do not know your goals or have anything against you. Delay driving when upset. Most emotional upsets are temporary. If you must drive, wait until the strength of the emotion has faded so that you are more likely to drive safely and courteously. Unwind. When an upset occurs while you are driving, find a place to stop and unwind. Take a short walk. Take a few deep breaths. You might choose such a time to stop for refreshments. Ask someone else to drive. Emotional upsets such as grief and anxiety may last several days. If you are depressed, it might be wise to have another person drive. In some cases, it might be best to use public transportation. G. Preventing aggressive driving and road rage. One key to preventing aggressive driving and road rage is to avoid engaging in them yourself and trying not to give other roadway users cause to become aggressive. These guidelines can help. Leave in plenty of time to reach your destination. Remain calm at all times. Listening to soothing music can help. Maintain adequate distance between you and the vehicle ahead. Following too closely can easily cause the driver being followed to become angry. Avoid changing lanes unnecessarily. Do not block the passing lane. Except when passing, stay out of the far left lane. Always use your turn signals before changing lanes. Be sure you have plenty of room between you and other vehicles. Avoid using aggressive or offensive hand gestures when communicating with other drivers. Use your horn sparingly. A couple of short taps may be perceived as less aggressive than one long blast. Do not park across multiple parking spaces. Be sure not to touch adjacent vehicles either while parking, or with another vehicle's doors as you enter or exit your vehicle. When using high-beam headlights, return to using low-beam headlights as soon as you detect an oncoming vehicle. Do not drive behind another vehicle with your high-beam headlights on. If safe to do so, move out of the right-hand lane to allow vehicles entering the roadway to merge with minimal difficulty. H. Responding to aggressive driving and road rage. Unfortunately, sometimes other drivers become aggressive or enraged. If you are confronted by a driver displaying aggressive behaviors toward you, follow these guidelines. Do not respond to the other driver. Avoid any escalation of conflict. Remain calm, and take a deep breath. Avoid eye contact with the other driver or passengers. Be tolerant and forgiving. The other driver may be having a really bad day and be looking for a way to vent anger. Be polite and courteous, even if the other driver is not. Your behavior may help reduce his or her anger. Be sure to allow enough room around your vehicle so that you can pull out or around if someone approaches your vehicle. Do not get out of your vehicle, it offers protection. If necessary, contact 911 for assistance. If necessary, drive to a busy public place where there are witnesses, such as a hospital, fire station, or busy convenience store or gas station. Once there, use your horn to attract others' attention if needed. Avoid conflict. As you drive, your goal is to avoid conflict. Realize that other drivers' mistakes are not directed at you personally, so do not take them personally. Be as polite in your driving as you would be in any other social situation. If another driver challenges you, do not get out of your vehicle. Just as in a crash, your vehicle can give you protection. Do not lose that protection by getting out. You do not control traffic, but you do control your reaction to it.